From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Marva Hinton. Unemployment is up in South Florida. New numbers released today show more people were out of work in May in Miami-Dade, Broward, Palm Beach, and Monroe counties. Miami-Dade had the largest jump to 7.6%. Florida's overall unemployment rate also ticked up slightly from April to May and now matches the national mark of 6.3%. The state rate is still well below the 7.5% mark of a year ago, but it's been mostly flat this year. The U.S. Department of Labor reported that the largest decline in May employment occurred in Florida, with a loss of just under 18,000 jobs. But Department of Economic Opportunity Director Jesse Panocchio says the state's economic trends are still positive.
When you look at the unemployment rate, it can be a mixed indicator. You really have to look at what's going on with the labor force and not just at the top line number. And so, again, seeing people come from about our state, 500 people moving to our state every day, these are positive indicators for the Florida economy.
There was little fanfare from Governor Rick Scott's office today to herald the unemployment numbers, which have been a focus of Scott's reelection campaign. Many of Scott's commercials compare the current numbers with those during the term of former Governor Charlie Crist. Crist, the frontrunner for the Democratic nomination to oppose Scott in November, was in office as Florida struggled through the national economic recession. A group of Delray Beach residents has created a task force to deal with sea level rise. The members are still in the early stages of organizing, and they're looking for more people to join them. WLRN Miami Herald intern Jeffy Bernard attended a meeting this week where the group chose its name.
Delray's Rising Waters Task Force is a call to action to deal with the effects of climate change. Nancy Schneider lives in Delray Beach and spearheaded the project.
I put together a plan for Delray Beach, strictly on my own as a citizen that is involved in the community here. And I made a presentation to the commission back in January, which was a sea level rise plan for the city. Not a technical plan, but more of a what's the best beginning steps for the city to take.
Among her suggestions to the commission was a call for them to join the Regional Climate Change Compact. And they did. The compact is the climate action plan that the Monroe, Broward, and Miami-Dade County Commissions joined to prepare for rising sea levels. Andy Katz also lives in Delray. He's been a member of the task force for about a year, and he says it's important to do something about it now.
Because if we don't do the right planning, we're going to continue building in the wrong way at elevations and on lands that will be very much in danger.
At the beginning of the meeting, the task force had 5 members. By the end, there were 12. They hope to keep getting bigger. I'm Jeffy Bernard in Miami.
And covering the World Cup now, let's hear it for Los Ticos. Today, Costa Rica pulled off the biggest upset of the World Cup so far by defeating Italy. It was the second big win for Los Ticos, as Costa Ricans are known, who upset Uruguay last weekend. Costa Rica is assured a place in the Cup's next round. The win by Costa Rica eliminated England from the Cup. Sorry, Andy. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Marva Hinton. Now back to Andy Wagner.